Griot Audio presents an unabridged recording of Blues Dancing by Diane McKinney Whetstone, narrated by Myra Lucretia Taylor, including an interview with the author. This work is copyrighted 1999 by Diane McKinney Whetstone. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio. Diane McKinney Whetstone is the author of the national bestseller Tumbling and Tempest Rising. She is a regular contributor to Philadelphia Magazine, and her work has appeared in Essence and the Sunday Philadelphia Inquirer magazine. She is the recipient of numerous awards, including a Pennsylvania Council on the Arts grant. She teaches fiction writing at her alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania, and lives outside Philadelphia. While Blues Dancing was in production, this celebrated author took a moment to talk with Griot Audio at the studio of Recorded Books in New York City. You will find that interview on the final cassette or disc. Verdi, a pampered Southern preacher's daughter, comes to Philadelphia in the 70s to enroll at the university. There she meets Johnson, a city boy, poor and militant. They become bound by love and addiction. It doesn't last, and Verdi marries Roe, a conservative professor, and lives a comfortable existence for 20 years. Until Johnson returns. And now, Blues Dancing.
Chapter 1. This night air was filled with low-hanging clouds, the kind that softened everything they covered with a smoky blue haze that felt like a dream. Like this neighborhood way west of the river, that had declined over the years, from a place of majestic three-storied rows to intermittent blocks of good and bad and devastated. Like the two young boys in two loose clothes hanging on these corners doing deals that would make the devil beam. Even memories of a time when a girl becoming a woman had thrown away her promise as if it were a tattered rag and descended into a drain lined with syringes, bent spoons, and long-sleeved shirts dotted with her innocent middle-class Southern blood. It all took on a floaty, shimmering effect inside these clouds, and became appealing in a way that was both sultry and safe, especially through the back window of this yellow cab, especially to Verdi as she gave in to the softening powers of the fog. She nestled against the cracked leatherette seat, as the air swayed in and out through the window. Two-faced March.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?